welcome to Not Just Pretty Faces, the podcast that celebrates women who are killing it. I'm so excited to share the stories of the women who have put their skills to the test and are working their way to the top of their game, if they're not already there. These women are brilliant, funny, and full of powerful magic. They are not just pretty faces. Hi, I'm Marina Jensen, your host and a mental fitness and resilience coach, an advocate for being experience-informed, and I help women have more success, better relationships, and less stress, which gives them more happiness in their lives. Let's get started with today's episode. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Not Just Pretty Faces. Today, I have my friend Amanda Ray Campbell, the owner and creator of Tire Trained, which is local to here, Cedar Rapids, Marion. I'm so excited to have you. Okay, so Amanda, before we get into all of the questions, I've got a couple of quick fire questions for you.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Owine, Iowa. Oh,
I did not know that. Where do you currently live?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Who do you text the most?
Ooh, recently, I have a partner. My partner.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Favorite trip you've taken?
West Palm Beach, Florida.
I think I remember seeing those pictures.
Yeah. We just talked about Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you self-care?
Ooh, self-care. The top self-care for me is Sundays I commit to nothing. So that would be the top thing. So sometimes that includes just like laying in bed for the whole day and like watching Netflix, or I just give myself permission to take things at my own pace. So like if I want to go in and do work, I do, but I don't ever have time. I go at my pace and it helps tremendously.
I love that. That's so important.
Self-care can also include like what you would think of when it comes to self-care, like your face masks and all that. Because sometimes my routine doesn't allow for even the most basic of self-care. So just carving time out of my schedule to do that.
That's awesome. Last question, your first job.
Ooh. I never know what to say when it comes to this. Cause like I picked up rock on a farm when I was 13.
Oh my gosh.
Or my formal like first job was I was a dishwasher at a restaurant when I was 14.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny. I kind of expected you to say, I didn't actually expect this at all. When you said pick up rock, that's not the thing that we think of in Iowa. We think of detasseling.
Yeah, totally. So I did detassel as well after that. So, but you got to pick rock first before you can detassel.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, it's not legal. It wasn't legal for us to work at 13. We couldn't officially work until we were 14 unless we were, you know, doing it on a farm.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you are the owner and the creator of Tire Trained, which is absolutely amazing. But before we get into all of that, that's not what you started out doing.
No.
Tell us about that.
So I'll take it way back, because to college at UNI out of high school. So I went and got my bachelor's degree in criminology, actually. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought I wanted to be a probation officer. Yeah.
I love that.
And I did a brief internship, I think it was my junior or senior year of college, down here actually at the 6th Judicial District of Department of Corrections. And at the time, like I have so much respect for people who do that work, but I looked around and I was like, I just don't think this is what I want to do, you know? I have to be up and moving, and like things have to be, I love things that change. I don't need the same schedule every day. I don't thrive in that environment. So, but I was in my senior year. So I first job out of college was a youth worker with juvenile delinquent boys. And then on to, I was a family support worker, like a social worker in home, for Lutheran Services in Iowa for 4 years. And yeah, so that is actually what I was supposed to do for a career. But life had other plans.
As it usually does, right?
Yeah. Grateful for. So I had a pretty like significant event happen that made me pivot. So I had a period of time where I was figuring it out. And then I got into fitness in 2015, and that was all unexpected. I was just going to do my own like transformation, and I was successful with it. And then I had a lot of people reach out to me, which was, I was like, maybe I should change my career path, you know?
I think that's about the time we met, isn't it? It was around 2015. I remember the very first time I met you was at a, like a vendor fair thing at a chiropractor's office.
Yeah. That was, it was probably 2016. Okay. I bet. Cause I wasn't doing meal prep right away. So what I did, cause I think that was when I met you, I was doing that.
Yep.
So what I was doing at first is I was like, I guess you would maybe call it like online coaching. I was like creating meal plans for people and workout plans. That's kind of how I started. And then the meal prep thing came into play, cause I had a couple of people ask me to do it. And so I did it and did that for a while. And then, the fitness thing obviously was always there. And I got my personal training certification with no intention to ever use it full time. Like the market is too saturated. Like I'll just plan to have this as like a side thing and like train people out of my garage. And this is like something I tell people a lot when I'm giving advice is like to know your what and your why and the how. If you stop concerning yourself so much with the how will like blow your mind if you just let it happen, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought the market was too saturated, but then here I go and create an entirely different set of, just a different exercise experience unintentionally, really.
Right. Yeah. And it was out of your garage, quite literally out of your garage in your backyard. And then it moved into a church basement, which is right next door to your house.
Yes.
And now you have two studios and it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. We moved. I was backyard and it wasn't even the plan to move into an indoor space. I was just like, I was doing it like part-time. When I started, it was just for fun, you know, like a fun little side gig. And people kept asking me, what are you going to do when it gets cold? And I was thinking it would just be like a summer thing, you know, we'd just do it in the summer. And then I was like, well, I should think about it. And my friend was like, she lives in Solon. And she's like, I know a group of ladies that run an exercise class and they do it out of a church basement. And I was like, I see where you're going there, but I don't have a relationship with the church next door. Like I did not have a relationship with them. And one day, it was quite literally the next day after I had this conversation with her, the pastor came across the parking lot and introduced himself to me. And he was new in August. And this was like the end of August. And he is all about community and like connecting. And so he was very interested in what we were doing. And so we set up a meeting and we met for 2 hours the first time. And I got to see the church. And so we locked down an indoor space. And at this time I had no money, you know, so I couldn't even possibly think about renting a space. And so November 5th of 2018, we started having classes in there. And I was so pessimistic about it. I was grateful, but I was like, I don't think anybody's going to come because there's like house plants in the corner and it's, you know, it's a church basement, but that's where we blew up. Mm-hmm. You know? So church basement. And then we had to get a studio way sooner than I ever anticipated. So March of 2019, we got our first studio space. I just drove by it the other day actually. And it's like, it's mind blowing that it blew up even more over there. You know,
it did. I remember coming, that was when I went to my first tire train class. Yeah. Was in that space. And the parking was ridiculous. Yeah, it was and it was at 5 o'clock in the morning.
There's a building on the road and then it's the building behind it, you know? So yeah, so we were there and then the parking actually sparked the need for a new space because I did not anticipate it to be that busy. Like I just didn't. And we were on every single class was full for the longest time. And so now I rented the new space, just one 3,000 square foot studio space. And then middle of the pandemic shutdown, June of 2020, I leased the second space.
That's amazing. And so to give people an idea of what the studio looks like, it's not like a yoga studio. This is like a commercial garage.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they are. Yeah. Commercial garage. 15-foot garage doors, two of them in each studio. I mean, that's what the spaces are for, I think, is like, I'm trying to think, the space next door, they store like big trucks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like my neighbors are like industrial businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. And then here we are decked out in our black and pink.
Pink and black.
And working our asses off.
Yeah.
Flipping tires. I want to ask you, there was a term, I think I had heard you say it at one point about the style of training. I want to say it has the word animal in it. Am I misremembering that?
There's a style of training called animal flow, but we don't really do that.
No, that doesn't sound like it. It's, I don't know. It seemed a lot more aggressive than just regular personal training than what many people think of when they think of going into a fitness class, which is one of the reasons why I love it so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, so this style of training that you do at Tire Trained does involve massive tires, because, you know, Tire Trained.
Yeah.
Sledgehammers. Yep. some weights, but nothing more than like the dumbbells are not any larger than 8 pounds, right?
We've got fives, eights. We usually will bring dumbbells into class up to 25 pounds, but
I have used a 12 pound.
Yeah. It's not meant to be a heavy strength training class. And that's really what we're doing in 2022, is like showing people the difference between like heavy strength training and high intensity interval training, because that's what I call tire training classes, is hybrid training classes. So it's like, you are going to have some strength training, you're going to have some cardiovascular training, abdominal work, you're going to have functional, I mean, that's the top thing, the functional training. So that's going to be like the tire flipping and the sledgehammer swinging and stuff like that. And so it's all together. And I was inspired to do that because I was following a fitness regimen that was like the strength training, the heavy strength training, which is very, very beneficial. I think every woman should be doing it, but it can get a little monotonous. It can get a little boring if that's all you're doing. Also, you can kind of start to get a little stagnant, you know? So I was like, if we're just training for life, like just to be a badass in life and not for any competition or anything like that, like, why can't we take like all these different kinds of training and combine them into one, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that was really the inspiration behind Tire Train and what we do there. So ultimately it's high intensity interval training using a few different methods of training.
Yeah. I remember one morning being out early in the morning and it started raining and I left there that day and I posted on social media. I was like, I felt like a fucking warrior just doing the thing. And it wasn't raining hard.
No,
but I was like, I'm doing this thing. And I was so proud of myself. Yep. And I have to tell you for the listeners, like I talk about it, like I'm still there. I'm not there anymore. And the only reason I'm not there anymore is because my travel schedule is going to be insane. And the level with which I miss being there is insane.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible. I got a piece of feedback a few weeks ago. We were, we do the 10-pound med balls, you know, and we were holding them and tossing them into the wall, you know, and every time we do that, because I'm on the other side of the wall sometimes, it is like, it will shake the wall, you know? So, but I tell them, I'm like, you throw that ball as hard as you can. I'm like, if we bust a hole in the wall, we'll fix it. Right. You know? So a girl was like, she messaged me after that. And she's like, I just have to say, I just know I'm in the right place. Cause that was so awesome for you to say that. And, you know, it's just the message of like giving it your all and being able to do these like, you know, unique, like badass workouts is empowering.
It really is. And I don't think that there is another space anywhere, especially within our area, that offers the same kind of inclusivity, commitment, just all around. Like, people know that you and all of your staff are truly there to support the people that come into your space. And that's just beautiful. Like I can't, and it's an intense workout. Like there are no guys that come to this.
When men come, they get humbled.
They do. Yeah. I only know of one guy that has ever attended and I remember him posting about it afterwards and he was like, damn.
Yeah, we've had a handful. We used to have some on board as members. But it just is, I don't know. I'm a woman and I cater to what I have wanted in a community over the years. And that is what we have. We have exactly what I have wanted and what I think women need to feel quote unquote permission to be part of a fitness community, which is, you don't need anything quite frankly, but we think we do. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know how many people when I started were like, well, I'm going to get in shape first and then I'll try it. And I'm like, no, like, come. That's why we have a sign. It says, come as you are.
Yeah.
Because I mean it, you know? And so that is a unique piece about our community is that, women are willing to walk through our doors. And that is not the case at every gym.
That's true.
And so we've created a culture that is inclusive and welcoming and, but still full of high expectation. Like, I actually drew a model that I should share because it's like Tire Trained and our staff is here. Our client is here. And then we will come here, but you are expected to come here. Yeah. You know, It's like, if we come here and you're over here, we're not going to come hold your hand. We're not going to, you know, you've got to, one of the number one things I tell women is like, you have to advocate for your level. You can come in here at any level, but you have to be able to advocate for yourself. I think that's a huge part of life in general, is that how many times do you have to advocate for yourself? You know, it's like everything we do parallels what we do in life. And so that is really where fitness has helped me. And I know it can help so many other women in the same way. Yeah. And so like why we set our culture the way we do, it is inclusive, but you are expected to be a badass, you know, like step mm-hmm. into that power and we'll help you along the way, you know?
Yeah. And it's so true. There's so many people that are like, this is the downside of humanity in general. People offer to help and be there and support. Mm-hmm. And the people that they're offering that to hear it and then think, oh, but that doesn't actually apply to me.
Yeah.
And it's yeah. really unfortunate that we do that to ourselves, because that there is, there's nothing like being supported in the way that you truly need to be supported. And that is really one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy about what you have created with Tire Trained. Yeah. And, it's just, anyway, I could gush about it, but I'm going to stop for a minute so we can continue talking about what you're going to be doing.
Oh yeah. But one more thing, it's just to truly meet people where they are. And it's like, I will really meet you where you're at. If you're willing to meet yourself where you're at, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think that is, aside from feeling like a badass, I think that is truly the one thing that makes me miss being there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can always stop in for some classes.
I probably will. I was actually looking at your website. So this morning, cause I mean, not that I haven't looked at it before, but you know, I got to freshen myself up for all of the interviews. And you have recently started group training and individual personal training.
Yes. Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we introduced personal training, I would say the earlier part of 2021. So that is one-on-one. And then I did start to roll out group personal training. So we can do groups of 2 to 4. And you get so we use our Studio 100 for that. Studio 100 is for private training. And then Studio 300 is for classes. So the introduction of personal training is the introduction of heavy strength training. So over time, we have incorporated heavier strength in classes with barbells and stuff like that. And that has just really taught me that you can't train people like that in a group. It's not doing anybody any good to train that way. And so I decided to separate it out and give people the opportunity to do that heavy strength training separately from class and use class as like that high intensity interval cardio experience. So that we can really focus on the heavy strength, to focus on the technique, to focus on progressive overload. So that's a term that we haven't probably talked about in classes. Mm-hmm. And what that is another thing I love about this part of fitness is you're continually, every time you come in, trying to get better than you were the last time. And so with personal training, I keep a record of everybody's progress as far as like the amount of weight they lift and things like that. And so the way that program works is they come in and we will always do like a compound exercise, at least one compound exercise first, which is a barbell exercise. That's what a lot of women really want to do. They want to learn how to use a barbell and do all that cool stuff. And so we'll do that. And then we track that. And then the next time you come in, like every Monday, we're going to do some kind of press. And so I'm going to look and see what you did last time. And we're going to try to aim to do better than we did the time before, whether that's more sets, more reps, more weight, whatever, or you've better technique. Like, that's, I always tell people that too. I'm like, part of progressive overload is getting better at your technique too. So yeah, it really gives people the opportunity to have that one-on-one time to get a heavy strength training regimen separate from trying to rush it all into a class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I recognize the need for that for a couple of reasons. Like, one, that's what I started with. I started with this style of strength training, and we kind of got away from it running classes because I identified that a class of 30 people is just not an appropriate setting to do that. And so I'm like, we got to separate it somehow. And so we did try open gym for a while. That was really like a COVID response because we got shut down again.
Yep.
And we had studios. So I was like, we're just going to separate it so that we don't have to keep going through this opening and closing thing. So that was open gym, which was like a regular gym because regular gyms didn't get shut down. And so, but that wasn't serving people either. Like, they didn't have the proper guidance. They weren't coming in working on progressive overload. A lot of people just didn't know what they were doing and were afraid to ask. And, you know, so we stopped doing that. And then I decided to really roll out like a formal focused personal training program to teach people how to do those things. And that program is meant to, I'd say that I'm not a lifestyle personal trainer. So you're not going to hire me and just have me forever just to tell you what to do. We're coming in with a goal and a plan. And so whether you're with me for 12 weeks or you're with me for a year, the goal is to bring you in, teach you how to lift heavy weights, to do those compound movements, to go through a structured regimen and leave my care and go out on your own and be able to be successful. So that is the goal. And I don't mess around with that, that part of, you know, so.
That is one of the things about you. It is fairly no bullshit, straightforward. There's no sugarcoating. And that is so refreshing.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I just had a girl come in interested in employment and she was so sweet, you know, but I want to meet with her again and just really send the message that, like, be yourself. I want you to be yourself. Do not polish yourself up even for a job.
Yep.
Because I think the best part about our space is that we don't have to be polished. Like, and you get the best of people, you know? And so it's like being the leader, I have to demonstrate that first, you know? And like, I know people don't always like it. I am very self-aware of that, but it's like, I am who I am to hopefully give you permission to be who you are, you know?
There is a sign in the studio, in both studios. I want to say it's, I know it says Mamba. Is it Mamba mentality?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up quick.
Okay. I every time I'm in there, it is, I read it and I was like, that's just so perfect.
Yeah. So we have a sign on each wall and it is the Mamba mentality, which was, termed by Kobe Bryant. And it is a constant quest to be the best version of oneself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in all forms of that.
Yeah. Yes. And like, that is truly what I ask women to do when they come into our space, especially this year, this being a new year, a fresh start. It was like a great opportunity for me to like re-communicate that, you know, because that was another thing is like, we've been doing this for 3.5 years now. And so I'm constantly looking around, evaluating, and I see women who just get into this, like, check their to-do list, get their workout taken care of, and move along. And it's like, it's so easy to do that. And like, in order to, I believe you have the opportunity every day to step in the best version of yourself. And when you're just checking a to-do list, like, you're just not doing that. And so
you're existing.
No, exactly. And so I started the year. We have a wall in our studio now, a dry erase wall, where I have people write why they're there. Why are you here? You know, I am here because I want people to think about that. And I communicated, like, with all due respect, I only want people here this year that are intentional about what they're doing. You know, I want you to be excited about being here and the progress that you're going to make. And, you know, we're not going through the motions. Right. We just aren't. You're just not allowed to do that here because you cannot be the best version of yourself if that's what you're doing. So yeah. That stays up because that's really the core of what we do.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a couple of more questions. I have so many more questions. We're going to go over time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a majestic meltdown since doing this, or times that you thought, fuck it, I'm going to do something else?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Several times. Last week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, better over time, I think. But yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of moving parts to this, and like so much of it I've never done before, I'd never expected to do. It's like I call this, like, I built a business on accident, you know, which is great. Like, I think this is great. Every time I talk about this, I'm like, be careful what you wish for, but like in the best way, you know. But there, it's like having a staff. I never knew I was going to do that. And to be very transparent, it's the most challenging part of what I do is to lead a team of people. Mm-hmm. Because not only are you leading other people, but you have to figure out how you want them to lead. And like, you have to be a leader for them, not just your community. And you have to build them up. And it's like, it is so hard. That is probably one of the top things I have meltdowns about, is like leading a team of people to help make my business successful.
Yeah. Do you find that they are as excited about your business as you are? Because that's typically not the case in many businesses, that the employees are just not there. But I feel like maybe yours might be, or are close.
Yeah, I do. And that is something that, you know, I've tried to create behind the scenes, is like incentive for being there, for working out. They get incentivized for working out. They get a great hourly pay. They have to be, I've required them to be members prior to employment in the past. I kind of got away from that. However, everybody that has been employed has been a member. I just stopped requiring it for a while. But that is a benefit for them because they know the culture. So they're already excited because they've been a part of the community. And so like, they're super excited about the mission and the vision and the opportunity to lead, you know? So I would say, yeah, they're very excited to be there. I don't think anybody can be as excited as the person who's created it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But pretty, pretty damn close, I would say.
Yeah. We also need to touch on your social media. Because stellar.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. I have looked for, I was looking at some of the videos that you have on the website right now, and I was like, am I in that one? Okay, good. like, because I watch, and it's very, it seems very cohesive. And I know that that takes time too, but it's so good to see all of those actions happen and how it's really not that bad. It's not that difficult. It's not that scary. And here's the proof.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, there's a Steve Harvey video that he talks about. It's called Jump. You know, it's like jumping to make the move, whatever that is. And like, that is just how I operate now. You know, if I want to do something, I have little to no thought about it and I just do it. And so like, I've built my own website. I do my own social media. Yeah, dive right into all that stuff and get it done, you know, because be paralyzed by thinking about like, how am I going to do it? Who am I going to have do it for me? And it's like, I just do it, you know, like,
yeah,
I have, and it gets executed.
Which is part of the reason why it's difficult for you to carve out time for self-care.
Yeah, I've gotten better at that though.
Good. Good.
I just reflected on that this weekend. I used to be like, go, 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 work, 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 like bad, you know, and I do not regret that. I think that that part of my life built what I have now, but I had to be self-aware enough to be like, okay, we gotta like step back sometimes, you know,
rain, and so rein it in.
Pretty good at that now. I used to feel guilty about like the Sunday thing, like, but I had to just stop, you know, it's like, I'm a human being. Like you need to do that.
You do. Your body needs rest. And you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And to create boundaries is something that has been one of the most challenging things for me, is to create boundaries. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that. As soon as I'm able to identify the issue, I can work on it, you know?
Yeah.
So that thanks.
Where is Tire Train going?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. man. So this year the focus is on getting every woman who walks through our doors, doing a strength training program of some kind. So we've introduced, if you looked at the website today, we introduced phases this year, just as a relatively informal way for women to guide themselves on like through the program. So phase one starts with classes. So I envision like a woman walking through the door who hasn't worked out in a really long time or never, to come into class, meet herself where she's at, build foundational strengths, because you can do that in class, and get that like fitness level up, you know. And then we've got a phase one and a half, which is nutrition, because nutrition, we all know, is the hardest part of this. So we have resources to help with nutrition too, when they are ready, because this is all a lot to take on at one time.
Yep.
So I do think that people need to get their fitness regimen going, get their nutrition then established, then they'll go on to phase two, which includes classes and a programmed strength training routine. And so that is the goal this year. And so we have a couple of options for that strength piece. They can do personal training. Obviously that's limited though. I am actually on a very lengthy wait list for that now. Or we do a subscription-based strength training program. So they can subscribe on our virtual website, the Tire Train Online. You can sign up for online classes there, or you can sign up for strength. And so you get a 5-day strength training regimen. And I do break it down. If you don't have 5 days, you can do 4, you can do 3. So I break it down on the website for that. So they can build their own home gym. We've had a few ladies do that. I have a full list of items that you need from Amazon. That's where I get all my stuff. And so there's a full list. We have an Amazon store. So I go build that. I built that so people can do that. Or they can just get like a gym membership to Planet Fitness, you know, $10 a month and do strength training there. So that is where we're at now with goals for this year, is to get women understanding, you know, the benefits of strength training and doing classes. Because you look, it's one of those things where I've looked around and like, we've had highly successful women at Tire Train, but they start to level off, you know? And it's like, and I can see it. I can see it in your eyes, you know, like you need something more. And so this is that something more, because it's so incredible. It's like, you think classes are good. I really encourage you, everybody, to spend time learning how to strength train, because that's where it's at. I'm telling you, I have been working with these women in my personal training sessions, and like the empowerment that occurs is even greater than classes. That's it's amazing. I know it's, and so I'll be spending my year communicating about how great strength training is. And some people don't know the difference. Well, I think I am strength training in class. And it's like, you are to an extent, but it's like that foundational strength. Once you've built that, then what, you know, there's always somewhere else to go. And so now we have a place for them to go.
Yeah.
So building that strength, really building the virtual community with the strength program. And I'm also looking at some other options for our online classes. Right now we just film the actual class, which sometimes can be a challenge because we do things that you aren't going to have access to at home. So I would like to, I've been evaluating that to see if I can provide a better option for classes at home. And so that's kind of another direction we're going to. Okay. So getting the classes, the strength and the nutrition, I would like to create our space to be a comprehensive home for lifestyle transformation.
I think that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a friend who works at a semi company here in town. And I asked him for a couple of tires and he delivered them. So I have two tires in my basement.
Yeah.
I just picked up a battle rope. Is that what it's called? A battle rope?
Yep.
Okay. So I just picked up one of those and, I have a couple of other things, but it's, and yes, I can do it. And yes, it can have the same effect, but it is not the same.
No.
So also with the travel that I'm going to be doing this year, a lot of what I'm going to be doing is hiking, just, you know, a couple hours here and there. I'm not going to like backpack into the backwoods and camp, cause that's just not my thing.
Right.
But, I've been thinking a lot about how that is going to, like how not prepared I am, because when I, canceled my membership because I wasn't coming, I was like, how am I going to maintain this stamina? And I have not.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, fitness is a tough thing.
It is.
Another thing too, with the creation of Tire Train is like, I believe with fitness and nutrition, you have to be doing something you like. Like if you hate it, you're not doing the right thing, you know?
So true.
That's why, like, I have extremely intentional programming to make things different all the time. So that changing up the routine is fun for people. Now we've got such a great behind the scenes system now, finally, where we have like a style of the week. So we do the same style Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, we do Fun Friday. So I shake it all the way up and we do something different. Usually it's like team-based or partner-based or something that's going to like just really engage the class, you know? And so last week we did the same Fun Friday style on Friday and Saturday. And so that was a huge, huge hit with people, but it's enjoyable. It's got to be enjoyable.
It does. That's the important thing about everything that we do in life. It has to be enjoyable or we won't do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Two final questions. What is one book recommendation that you would give?
Ooh, We Should All Be Millionaires.
Okay.
By Rogers. I think that's what it's called.
Yep.
Rachel Rogers, that book. Life-changing.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. All right. I will add that to my list. And last thing, if you could share one thing with the next generation of women, what would it be?
Man. To keep it short, I guess it would be to show up as your most authentic self as early as possible. Mm. Like, if I would have given myself permission to do this as a teenager, like, my life would be drastically different. You know, I love nothing more than to see a teenage girl come into our space, because it's like I watch them like step into their power early, be themselves, you know. That's what I would pass along. It doesn't matter what other people think or say. And the sooner you can figure that out, the better off you'll be.
So is that going to be a potential addition in the future? Is classes specifically for teenage girls? No.
I only say no because you can't make them do it. You know, you need people to, I am not in the business of making people do this. I don't want to do that. I'm not trying to do that. That's exhausting. I need you to show up and want to do it. And so I don't think a lot of teenagers have that, you know. I'm not saying that it's a no altogether, but for now, I would say no. Or at least I to run it. I do not have the patience to make people love it. You know what I mean?
I was just having that thought about something else this morning.
It's like, I ran a kids class the summer of 2019, I think. And I will never do it again.
Fair.
And it wasn't because it was a bad experience. It's because you have to make them do things they don't want to do. And I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love it if more, maybe there's going to be another thing I do that impacts teenage girls to want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is yet. I can't define the how. Right. All I can find is the what and the why.
Perfect. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It's been so much fun talking and learning all things about you and the future of Tire Trained and everything else. We will have the links to Tire Trained and Amanda Ray Fit if in the show notes, if you want to go check her out and all of her social media. So thank you again. And I will see all of you beautiful souls. Well, here, you beautiful souls, soon. Bye. A special thank you to our sponsors for making this episode possible.